Dear friends, tonight I wanted to use an illustration I used a couple of years ago. Some of you may remember this. It is from Peanuts. A blanket can really communicate quite a bit. And I saw about three years ago, I was reminded of this image from a Charlie Brown Christmas special. You may know this. But the person that I'm talking about, do you know who it is? Linus. Who's your favorite Peanut character, by the way? I was curious. Peppermint Patty? That's obscure. Yeah. Anybody else? Snoopy. All right. They each have their own personality, don't they? But Linus, if you remember, the one thing that we remember Linus for is that blanket that he just has got to hold on to. So gripped with fear, Linus clings to that blanket. He's got to have it. And for as many times that I have watched Charlie Brown episodes, and having little children myself, the episode number has gone way up. I've watched lots of Charlie Brown shows. I cannot recall a time in which Linus is separated from his blanket. He loves it. He clings to it. And the more fearful that he gets, the more he clings to his blanket. Do you have a blanket like that you cling to? That's true, except for one moment in a Charlie Brown Christmas special. I don't know if you have caught this, but Linus is there, and he plays the role of the angel in the Christmas pageant. And he gets up there, and he announces to everyone what the angel says: "Fear not, for unto us a Savior is born." And it's not highlighted very much. The producers didn't like pan in to see the blanket, but Linus drops the blanket right during that moment. In the days ahead here with Christmas, it's really a time in which we can drop our blanket. We have them, don't we? I think Joseph had a security blanket here that he clung to with the news. I mean, who can blame him? With the news that his wife is going to conceive and bear a child, he clings to it tightly, and he makes a plan really for himself. It does say that he wants to be nice to Mary and set her aside and divorce her quietly. But see, he's gripped with fear, and he picks up his blanket and holds on to it tightly. And really what he's doing here is he's thinking about self-preservation. He wants to protect himself. He doesn't want to be bonded to someone that is with child from somebody else. But Joseph hears from the angel that this marriage is a good one, and that what is inside of Mary, what is conceived in her, is from the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, just like Linus, drops his blanket, the thing that he's held on to so tightly, and he drops his fears, and he changes. I believe he changes in that moment, as we talked about with family life. And he no longer just thinks about protecting himself. That's what fear does. It makes us protect ourselves. He drops his blanket, and he begins to protect his family. He protects Mary, his family, and Jesus, of course. We all have our own kind of security blankets that we cling to. We get bad news. The health reports are not so good. We get a blanket, so to speak, whatever it is, and we hold on to it tightly and think about ourselves and the pain that we have. How can we preserve and stay strong? The future doesn't look so bad. Depression sets in. We really become selfish at that point. And we think about how can we preserve ourselves, and we forget about everyone else. We forget about our families. Well, Christmas is a time in which we can join Linus and join Joseph and all the others that have followed Jesus, and we drop our blanket, our security blanket, because that news is for us. Fear not, for unto us a Savior is born. But here's the thing. I wish the Charlie Brown Christmas special ended right there with Linus dropping the blanket and moving on and it's over, but it doesn't, actually. Something else happens. After he announces that a Savior is born and everyone listens to him and they get the clear picture, Linus picks up the blanket in a Charlie Brown's Christmas special and he walks off the set. It's a really stunning moment, kind of a buzzkill. You're thinking, wow, he just got the purpose of Christmas, and then he picks up the blanket and just moves on like nothing really else had happened. You might think this moment in which they figure out the Christmas message is the change that Charlie Brown needs to be a little more peppy and happy in life, and the change that Sally needs in her life, and the change that Snoopy needs. But you see, all the characters in a Charlie Brown Christmas special, they all go back to their ways. Charlie Brown is morose, and Snoopy is Snoopy, and Linus goes back and he clings his blanket. And that really actually makes sense for our own lives. Faith is a fragile thing. At one moment, we're bold and we confess and we are very excited about what we believe and we're dead sure and we're even convicted about what we believe. But the next, our faith wavers and we're all guilty of it. And it's almost as if we lose it all together. One of the dangers of Christmas this year is that we could be like Linus in that moment. Think about it. Gathered here in just a few days, a moment in which we hear a verse that speaks to us or a song that we remember of Christmas past, and we're warmed in our heart, but then we go back out there. We go back or we go forward in another year to a whole new year, 2018. You know, it's amazing mood, the tone and how Christmas feels, but then after the day is over, we go back to the grind, don't we? The strife that is out there in the world, the discord and strife. We lose the blanket while we're here for a day or when we're with our families, but we pick it back up like Linus did. And we go back to self-preservation, fear. How are we going to save ourselves? Not how are we going to protect those that we love and our family members. Well, there's good news. You probably remember how Charlie Brown Christmas special ends. A blanket communicates so much. All the characters gather around for a final song around the Christmas tree. And you'd think that they're going to sing a song, a kind of a secular song, like "Oh Christmas Tree" or "Jingle Bells" or something like that, and have a jolly ending. But it's amazing the song that they sing. Does anyone remember what song they sing? Anybody? Close. "Angels We Have Heard on High." They sing "Angels We Have Heard on High." That's incredible. They worship. That's a song about praising and knowing who the Savior is. And all the cast and character are there. And then something interesting happens. Linus takes his blanket and he lays it down at the foot of the tree, right around the bottom of the tree, and he loses his blanket forever. And they worship. It's amazing. They have discovered the purpose of Christmas, that a Savior has been born unto them. What makes Christmas special is more than that a baby has been born. This baby was born for a purpose. Jesus was born to take on our greatest challenges and fears. And what that means is not just taking our blankets and letting them go, whatever form they take, whatever they are, and moving on with life. What it means is this, actually. It means that we take our blankets and we place them at the foot of the cross and we give Jesus our fears. Fear not, the Bible says. Jesus is born and will die to distance us from our bad habits and our sins. This baby was born to do something that no one else could. Fear not, it says. Jesus was born and willing to die to distance us from our greatest fears in life. That's not just for a moment or a moment of nostalgia where our heart is warm for one night. No, God is bigger than all our fears, 365 days a year. Fear not, Jesus is born and will die to distance us from our security blankets. Whatever it is, the coping mechanisms that we use to get through life that we think make us stronger and stronger, but actually they make us weaker and weaker and less focused on the people that God has placed around us to love, our family members. And instead of clinging to our security blankets, we cling to Jesus and His strength for us. It is, of course, good news what we hear. For unto us a Savior is born. But let's follow Linus' lead and not just say those words, but let's let go of our security blankets and hand them to Jesus and let Him take care of our fears. God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, I thank you for the group that's gathered here tonight to hear this special message. We don't need to live in fear. We don't need to think about just preserving ourselves and being focused on our own pain and our own hurts and our own depression. You came to release us from our fears and let us know that you're bigger than all of that so that we can live for others. So Lord, in a few days, let that feeling go way beyond just one night. Let it be 365 days a year. In Jesus' name, amen.